Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you do an inauguration, I mean, it's cold and some, you know, a lot of people can come and watch the swearing in, and some will come to the event that night, but we wanted to get around the state and really make it accessible for families and have food and games and stuff for kids. So this is really a celebratory and in a really more casual, fun way that we're hoping a lot of people that are listening will come out and join us.
Yep, 11 to 1 at the Parade Company. And while we have you, I want to ask some questions that I've just been curious about. How is your family getting used to this new position for you as governor of the state of Michigan?
Well, we're all adjusting. It was a long campaign. It was a 2-year campaign, and I was in a meeting the other day, and someone referred to the governor, and it took a second before I realized they were talking about me. We're all adjusting, but my kids are doing great. They're getting ready for finals this week, so they're not joining us today at the warm-up because they're home studying.
Did you find any fun or otherwise booby traps in the office when you got there? Did anybody tape a drawer shut on you, hide a key?
No, no one played any jokes on me. There was a kind of a fun thing in my chief of staff's office where her drawer was full of pictures of the person that had occupied the office before her. But the governor did leave me a note, and it was nice. I appreciated it. And the transition, I think, it went pretty smoothly because he was very helpful.
Well, let's get on to some serious business. You know, we all know we've been in this ongoing government shutdown. Is it having I'm sure it has an impact on state government operations and services. How is that going? How are you dealing with it?
Well, there's no question that the shutdown in Washington, D.C. is impacting the nation, and obviously impacting all the workers that have been furloughed and are still working and not receiving a paycheck. It is going to have an impact here in Michigan if it goes on much longer. I've got all of my directors assessing really how quickly and how severe the impact will be and what it is that we need to do. I'm worried about food stamps, first and foremost, because that's one area of the federal government that we really depend on for people that are vulnerable populations. So we're keeping a close eye on it. We're putting together a plan if it goes too much longer, and I'm hoping that they get their act together in Washington, D.C. and get it solved.
All right. I'm sure everybody wants to know, Governor, when are you going to fix the damn roads?
Well, you know, we have got a great plan. We're going to be unrolling a number of pieces in the coming month or so. I've got the State of the State coming up on February 5th, and then we'll introduce the budget. Yeah. Everyone in the legislature heard about the roads during their campaign, so I'm hoping that means this is a place where we can find some common ground pretty quickly.
All right, a couple of ideas that came to us that maybe you are not or are thinking about. Have you thought about the online gambling that was nixed at the last minute by the last administration?
Well, you know, obviously with the legislature coming back into town this past week and with bills getting drafted and introduced, that is something that we are looking at. It's been raised by a number of different legislators and requested that we analyze it and tell them, you know, what we think about it. And so that is something that we are taking a look at.
Is there any way that you might bring back the film tax incentive?
You know, I always supported it when I was in the legislature. I am looking at a budget that's going to be very tight and, you know, on their way out the door. This last legislature sent $1.3 billion worth of spending to the governor, and he signed it. And so if I had those resources, I might be in a better position to talk about expanding some of our tax. At this juncture, I've got to deal with the hand that I've been given, and I'm not happy that that's how they left when they walked out the door, but we will muddle through, and if it's something that makes sense for taxpayers, I'm going to push forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.